Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey, what's up everyone? You've downloaded our podcast.
Whoop, whoop. We're not going to have a new podcast for about 5 days. Just letting you know that.
Correct,
this is going to be our last one for a little while because we are looking after kids on school holidays.
Yep.
We're spoiled, as the HR said to me.
She actually said that?
Yeah, she did. She said, she said to me, you guys get a little bit more holidays because of the ungodly hours. I was like, oh, okay.
God works 24/7.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. He was always at work.
He's the 7-Eleven of heaven.
No, he rests on Sunday.
He does rest on Sunday. He's not the 7-Eleven of heaven.
No. It is the day of rest.
My accountant. Lovely man.
Actually, doesn't make any sense. Sorry, because it's the day of rest, isn't it? But everyone goes to church. That's the time more people are talking to him.
That's your rest. That's when you're supposed to pray.
The idea is for people who are mortals, not gods.
No, it was his day too. After he created the world, he rested on the seventh day.
Yeah, but if you let me explain it to you.
I'm telling at you.
Take a sec. So the idea is those who follow God.
Yeah.
Take a step away from their normal life and their work, and they rest on the seventh day and give over that day to God. It's about being with God on the seventh day.
The Sunday is a rest, even though you go to church, you're not working.
You know what I'm saying? It's busiest for God.
Oh, yeah, he's got everyone there telling him all his problems. Yeah. He's busy as hell on Sunday.
But he's supposed to rest on Sunday too.
My point was, what was a religious day? My accountant wrote back to an email saying he's not on emails because it's a religious holiday.
Today?
No, yesterday.
What religion is he?
That's what I wanted to know.
Shauna Shabbos, maybe? I went out with a Seventh-day Adventist and they can't do anything sun up Friday to sundown.
Not sure. They're all...
But they always like workarounds because we'd be at the bar and I was like, I didn't think you could do anything. And she's like, I'm with my friend Sam from church. Church thing.
That's what I said. Church thing.
Yeah, church thing.
I don't know. There's lots of different rules for lots of different
religions.
Religions, yeah.
Mm. Mm.
All right. Here's the podcast, peeps. Maybe if you know the answer to any of the things that we put forward, feel free to message us.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It's been a big week, so it's time to look back.
Getting to know.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
We spoke to our mate Dave Hughes this week to chat
the Masked Singer.
This is the Masked Singer.
Who are you?
Thanks for having me, legend. We are super pumped up tonight.
I reckon Abby might be on to the biggest twist in the show this year.
Do you know which one I would love? Like, that would just blow everyone's mind, is if we had Lindsay Lohan.
I have this theory that if you cut all her hair off, she'd look like a British man.
Oh, that'd be
you know, like she was originally on there, you know, as one of the guests.
Yeah. Judges,
she was actually on the show singing. Yeah. I think that'd be amazing.
But I learned, well... There's no getting secrets out of Hughesy.
So, look, it's a big show. And it's all happening. I was originally employed on the show to sit next to Lindsay and to explain to her very quickly who the person whose head had just come off was. So, and I'm not going to lie, sometimes it was hard for me. I'm like, I don't know who that is either.
You may not know this, but he is a dad of 3 children. And I learned that no matter how rich and famous Hughesy might get, he'll always be a bit lame to his kids.
Shane.
As my children say every time they see me on TV, we're so embarrassed by you, Dad. And I'm like, well, you know, that embarrassment is paid for your iPad. Right? So, my 12-year-old son, Raph, has a girlfriend now and I want to meet her and he won't let me meet her. Like, you know, oh, you're embarrassing. Mate, I'm bloody, you know, I'm Hughesy for God's sake.
He's like, I know.
he will not let you meet his girlfriend. Has your wife met the girlfriend?
No, none of us have. You know, we're on FaceTime the other night and I said, Raph, just let me talk to her. And he said, no. And then I honestly yelled out, Raph, time for your bath.
Yeah, good one.
Oh, let's be honest. Abby is our resident hot mess. She was out on the town Sunday night.
Big night for the Lions. Mm-hmm. Last night at the convention centre, they had their award ceremony. And I have to say congratulations to Zorko.
I learnt she was in fine form.
She could hardly see. Was it a mask or a G? She could hardly see. Hardly see. How the hell's
this always happen to Abby?
I was wearing a really tight dress,
I saw the photo on Instagram. You looked amazing.
I didn't feel happy with the lines of the dress. So I went to the bathroom and decided to take off.
Ditch.
It was a black one.
Now, black cheese treat.
I had my black silk mask in my bag and it was dark.
Mm.
So I got it out and I forgot that I had it in there. So I
don't have to be M. Night Shyamalan to work out where this is going.
It looks so similar. It is exactly the same. You've got the fabric and you've got the strings for it.
The worst thing about that is, I've seen your underwear. It ain't going to protect you against coronavirus.
Wait, hang on. What did you just say, Steph?
I've seen your underwear. I've seen your underwear.
Now, there is something we need to unpack at a later date. We'll get to that.
And I could not work out, why is this not going on over my ears? And I put it on, I thought, oh, God, all right. And I stood up and walked and then I was realised.
Oh, you actually wore it.
I actually wore it.
Wow.
This is why I don't go out very often.
You go out always. That's why people invite you to things.
Oh, never stop being you, Ad. The big news about the Broncos Mad Monday celebrations broke this week.
NRL star is left covered in blood. Tom Flegler and Jordan Rickey were playfully wrestling before things took a turn for the worse.
Fly! Ooh!
And I learned that it was a play fight gone wrong.
Clubs put out a statement from the two guys and they've said this.
We were out last Wednesday night and got in a wrestle that went a little wrong and Jordan ended up with a cut on his face. We went our separate ways that night. I gave him a call the next day to sort it out. It was silly and I apologise. We've agreed to keep our wrestling sessions to in-season from now on. As a mum of three boys, Abby knows all too well about this.
I just know that my sons wrestle non-stop. And when that's happening, I run in and I go, can you guys call it? And my husband runs in and joins in.
Stacks on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, do you have to? But he still wrestles when he's with his mates. It's like, oh yeah, run, jump. It's like, what? Just say hi.
No.
That's how we do it.
And I learned play fighting isn't just for the boys. The girls get involved too.
Best friend are the queens of play fighting. It usually starts like we just look at each other and then like one will like usually it'll be like a box slap if we're in public and then like that's the end of it, like we're gone.
Where is the most crazy place you've ever done it then?
Like the beach one time we got in a full-on wrestle and someone had to break us up. It was great.
I tell you what, if I was sitting on the beach and I saw two girls wrestling, I would be like, where am I?
Exactly, but it's not the normal wrestling. So, like, we step back and then we're like, Ronda Rousey, and run at each other. It's sad.
That's what I've learned this week, and you can catch up on everything again with the podcast. Download the Listener app and catch up now.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Tonight, we find out which suburbs are on this new list. Yes, it's another list. That's on a list that I have in front of me. Back to you, Stav, Abby and Matt.
We do love a list, especially when they tell you where you are and you're like, I don't agree with that. So have a look around, maybe if you're driving to work, and just think, how sexy is your neighbourhood? Your suburb, when you think about it, maybe the people that work at the coffee shop, the local supermarket, your next-door neighbours, what are they getting up to?
John and Leone next door are very friendly.
Yeah.
They're in their 80s. They've lived there for 50 years. So we'd be sexy in Oxley, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Love Honey have done a sex map of Australia and they've rated how sexy your suburb is in comparison to others. So this is just for Queensland. I can do just those.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's out of like, yeah.
Well,
1,933.
Queensland is the sexiest state.
Well, it's because it's so hot. You never wear clothes.
I guess.
It's also who's getting the most deliveries. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so like who's
toys
into it?
And
bits and pieces. And they've compiled the different toys and I can't read any of them out on air. So I'm just going to give you a rating out of all the suburbs here.
Okie dokie.
So what we're going to ask for is we're going to ask you where you think your suburb sits and then we're going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Tamara, what suburb are you from, Tamara?
Crestmead.
All right, how sexy do you find Crestmead out there?
45%.
45% sexy.
You've got to give me a number out of...
C-.
Yeah, around about 2,000, but all right.
So what number do you think you rank out of
2,000?
Let's go 45.
All right. Okay. You think you're right up there.
Wow.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets tomorrow.
Not even close. 764.
Out of 2,000.
Out of 2,000.
Wow.
It's not too bad. Apparently a lot of role playing.
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, exactly. I think cool. More nurses and stuff.
Oh.
Okay, so this website, what is the name of the website?
It's Love Honey.
Lovehoney.com.au. Mm-hmm. They also, when you punch it in, they give you a list of like things about the suburb. Mm. And apparently the most popular fantasy there to dress up is maids and butler costumes tomorrow.
Wow. Okay, that's something very... Nothing that I would do.
sure.
No surprise this bloke's called up.
Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Now, we know you're in Kelvin Grove and it's a saucy little area over there. How do you reckon your suburb rates, Gaz?
Well, I know I'm bringing the average down for sure, but I'd say I reckon we're going to rate in about the top 10.
Oh. Yeah, well, you would think, wouldn't you? Like all the uni students.
Yeah.
Well,
experimental
guess
years.
What, Gary? All the uni students are just studying because it is not good. There are 1,796 out of 2,000. So that's not good.
Pathetic.
That's pathetic.
I'm going to go and order something today.
Bring up the average.
Just helping the area.
Yeah, but the most common, popular thing is firefighters. So I don't know if you want to get a firefighter outfit for your wife.
Yeah, exactly right. Put me on your shoulder, please.
I need to the other area.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Tell us what your suburb is. We'll see how you sit on this sexy ranking website. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, Rachel from the Valley. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you or have you ever worn a nurse's outfit?
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, well, the Valley. How's this? Drum roll even, Maddie.
Okay, hang on. Yeah.
Is number 5.
Hey.
I knew it. Get out, Gary.
Oh, no. It's a fight.
They're not too far away, but yeah, number 5 of the sexiest suburbs in Queensland. So there you go. That's not bad. And they're up there for everything, really. But yeah, the most popular is a nurse uniform.
Right.
Are you a nurse, Rachel? Just...
No, I'm not.
Right. Checking. Right.
Yeah, I've worn a nurse's outfit. Yeah.
Okay, so that's your ride up there. What's your suburb, Abs? What's Carina Heights? How sexy are you and what are your peeps into?
Well, I've got a lot of costumes because, you know, I like a dress up and they're not always sexy.
Hmm.
Of course, no one's going to get turned on by a bloody...
We're 561.
Woody. Or maybe they would.
Well, maybe
Buzz
Lightyear.
Like
yeah. They both sound like they would.
Yeah.
So there you go. We're not too
that's
bad.
Good. What are you into? What are they saying you're into there in Korea?
A nurse's outfit as well. It didn't really change.
Yeah.
So there you go. A lot into role play and stuff like that as well.
Mm-hmm. The girls are saying out in the phone room, they're on the website too, apparently Oxley's into bondage.
Mm-hmm. Ah. There you go.
Interesting.
That's why you couldn't come over the other day because you said you were tied up.
I just love it. That's what his neighbours are into. He's like, what? You never been invited to one?
Only Ernie and John, they do ask me over occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
So I might pop over and be like, hey, oldies, what are we? They are retired.
Look what I brought.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Yes, I had my daughter's celebration of learning, which they do at the end of every term. You go up to the school and you go through all the work that they've done and all their reading and writing, and they have little games that you can play. It was a lot of fun.
What happens if your kid has completely failed that year? Do you still celebrate?
No one ever fails because they still make a way of going, hey, this is what he did, and it doesn't look like theirs.
Yeah, I always think, oh,
you wrote a story. It just says, hey, yeah, we're really proud of it.
Everyone's on their own journey.
Yes, indeed. So she was showing me all the stuff that she had been writing. She wrote a great story about the Hulk, bless my cotton socks. It was like, oh, good for you. Didn't get his backstory right, but that's okay. She's learning.
We didn't celebrate that one.
No. And she also wrote a news report. It was one of the things they had to do at school, write a news report and see if you can get a story from the world and blah, blah, blah. And move over Amy Drew. Amy Drew's a bit nervous because I did show her this, and she's like, oh, gosh, here comes the next generation. Because I said, it was so good. I said, well, why don't we go home and you can record it? And Kat actually had a Skype call gig last night, a Zoom stand-up gig, so she had the halo light set up.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all prepped. We had a whole studio vibe going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rory sat down and did her first news. Now, there's a lot of differing of opinions out there about COVID.
Did she do a newsreader voice?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope she's...
Because off the air, she's like, oh, no, God, I'm going to do this. All right.
She was like, she's that, oh, bull ant bit me.
Oh, bull ant,
oh, bull ant bit me. Oh, ow. So painful. But if an 8-year-old can get the basics of COVID-19 down pat, I think we all can. So here's Rory reading the news.
Why, hello, lovely people of Brisbane. I'm Rory Davidson, your local news reporter. You must understand that COVID-19 is spreading at an alarming rate. The new Delta mutation is making it extremely harder. Wear masks outside when not exercising repeatedly, or in a place containing over 50 people, such as attending someone's birthday, where you'll be up close with some other friend. Self-isolation is highly recommended. So stay home. Go shopping if needed, not wanted. Stay indoors. Do not protest. Sanitize. Sign in, follow restrictions. And be very safe. Do not touch eyes and ears and mouth and nose. Dog owners, when you walk, you do not need a mask. But when you come in contact with any human being, put your mask on. If you feel these restrictions are harsh, you are incorrect. It's easy. As you can clearly see, we do not want the virus spreading around the community. Doing COVID time is simple. Simply turn on your camera, focus it on the code, and wait for it to load. Well, that is enough good news today.
She's working on an expose of China, and I think it's going to blow the roof off the place.
And she'll even dance and sing throughout.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I felt like I was in an Anastasia Palaszczuk
press conference. She was very good. I do feel like you guys didn't support in the background. I heard coughing and moving of chairs, but she did a great job.
She didn't stay quiet on set.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Our good friend, Jay Lagaya.
Jay Langaaya.
Welcome, Jay.
Yeah, lost for words. New show he's got premiering 8:30 Wednesday on SBS and SBS On Demand. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We're good. We're really good. Tell us about the three-part documentary.
Well, a lot of my friends think that I just jumped on it because I actually can't speak English. but it's for me, it was a bit of an eye-opener, really, because it is one of those when the literacy experts told me about the statistics, 43% of Australian adults have problems with literacy, and I said, look, I don't know about percentages. You know, how much is that in Big Macs? And they just went, well, we're looking at over 7 million.
Wow.
You know, Australian adults, and I said, does that include 16 and under? They went, no.
Right.
And so the number even shrunk, and so I think for me, it was a bit of an eye opener, and to have our wonderful students who volunteered to come on, and when I call them students, they're aged between 19 and 60, come on board. I learned more, I think, in doing that than probably the 16 years I worked on play school. It was a win-win for me.
There's people in like their 40s and 50s who've only just put their hand up saying, oh, I can't really read and write. I've gotten all this way through life and I'm just learning now.
You know, you'd be really surprised at your inner circle, the amount of people that, you know, sort of sit there and go, no, I'm dyslexic, or, you know, my parents broke up when I was young and I was the eldest, so I had to look after my brothers and sisters. Mm. And so therefore I had to forego, you know, all of that learning stuff. And, you know, and sometimes it's simply about just, you know, when people say, well, you know, that's silly. I mean, they can't, you know, read or write. And I said, yeah, simple things like just texting or reading road signs, and what I found, one of the biggest things was when you can't read or write, you don't window shop.
Yeah.
Because, you know, eventually what happens is you're going to have to ask how much this is.
Yeah.
And they'll go, well, it's in the window, you know. So they have all of these workarounds. And when I was working with the students doing the show, I realized that I'm a sprinter compared to these guys because they're marathon runners. And what I mean by that is at least I know how to read things, you know, that are, that's put in front of me. Mm. Whereas they have these huge workarounds that they've got to either record it, they've got to either dictate it into their mobile phones, and then it will come out, and then they transfer that to an email, and then they send it to the rest of the office, you know, and still a lot of them are, you know, they run offices, they are in IT, they do these important jobs, and on the surface you think, well, you must be a car salesman because you're so confident, and then you find out, can I read or write?
Because there's a lot of shame attached too, isn't it?
Well, the stigma is, you know, for me, it's that thing of going, why is it that I can tell you, you know, I don't know my two times tables, and everyone goes, oh, yeah, 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 I'm the same. Whereas if I said to you, I can't read or write, all of a sudden, I'm stigmatized. Mm. All of a sudden, I'm dumb. Mm. You know, all of a sudden, you know, that's a shameful thing.
Well, yeah. I did want to ask, Jay, though, because you're a father of eight, when did you give up helping them with homework? Because, I mean, you're in play school, you know, you're always delivering it.
Yeah. Look, yeah, pretty early on. I think when they got to past 6 months old, I think that was when I, you know.
You dipped out.
Your wife is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about it is when, you know, when you're no good at reading, you marry that side of your brain. My wife's a math and English teacher. So,
dude,
thank God for her.
How did you find The Masked Singer this year? Did you like it?
The Masked Singer? So, now, you see, look, I keep getting calls from people who say, are you on The Masked Singer? And I keep saying, no, you know, I do sing with a mask on, but that's because it's mandated in my area.
Now he's asking everyone. He thinks one day he's going to be right and someone's going to slip up going, how do you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, the only mask I have is, you know, a clone trooper mask. But other than that, I, you know, no, yeah, no, I don't.
You've been asked, though, before, surely, to be on it.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Look, I have been asked. I've been asked to do, you know, that show and sort of many other shows, but it is one of those things that you sort of look at it and go, I prefer to leave that to the experts, and I'll stay over this side, you know, making sure that we can see you through the square window.
Yeah, right. You've been in so many musicals. Yeah. You can sing, Jay.
Well, you know, I think that's the biggest problem. I was actually in an Irish musical once when the pandemic hit.
Show.
We were open for 3 weeks, and then we closed down, and like most of my fellow thespians and musical theatre alumni, we're 12 weeks into this lockdown here in Sydney, and we're hopefully waiting for something to turn around.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it's on the up for you guys at least. Hey, hang there, Jay. When we come back, we're going to play a game called Drunk Human, Tiny Human. We think you're going to be great at this. You're a father of eight, right? Eight children?
Well, yeah, well, that I know of, yes.
eight or more. What we're going to do is we want people to call 131060. They share a story. Now, this is either a story from their toddler or a story from one of their drunk adult friends. You have to guess whether or not it's a drunk human or a tiny human.
Not a problem.
Oh, yes, see, we knew you'd be good.
Drunk human.
That's just drunk talk.
Or tiny human.
What are you looking at?
Jay LaGaia is on with us, dad of eight that he knows of. His words, not mine. We've got heaps of calls lined up, mate. They are going to tell you a story. It is either a drunk adult or a tiny little toddler. You need to guess which one it is.
You're the most qualified for this job because you've, you know, worked on play school and, as we said, a father of so many kids. Mm. Tabitha in Ipswich, what's the story? And Jay's going to guess.
All right, so it's 1 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I'm woken up to a beep noise. I get up and the fridge has been left open by him. To make matters worse, when I tell him to go to bed, he goes and falls asleep on the bathroom floor mat.
Ooh. Jay, is that a drunk human or a tiny human?
That's a tiny human.
It 100% is, yep.
Hey! All right, you're one for one. Could have gone either way, that one. You're all... slept on the tiles. They're nice and cold.
Yeah, that would have been... Yeah, if they were sitting there, it's a little too early for munchies because the clubs are still open at 1.
Okay.
Good point. I like the way you're thinking here.
All right, Amanda from Beaudesert, you're on with Jay. What's your story?
Hi, so walking down the street and the human that I'm with projectile vomits and pees their pants at the same time and then has to walk home with pee shoes.
Jay?
I want to say tiny human only because I feel for it if it was a drunk human, because I would leave them as they were.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I get that. You don't have the need to take them with you because they're an adult.
No. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
sometimes we have to hold the hair back.
If it's a girl's night out, yeah, of course. Yeah. If it's in the gutter with them crying.
So a drunk human or tiny human, Amanda?
It was tiny a drunk human.
Drunk human.
Oh,
human.
Drunk human. Well, there you go.
And they're going to love you sharing that story.
Just hold my iPhone and take a selfie.
Yes. Chris in Red Bank Plains, what's your story for Jay?
This person decides to come home early hours in the morning. Everyone's still awake in the house. She decides to annoy everyone. And all of a sudden, this person wants to go and have a shower. And I said, no, you go saw someone else.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine a toddler coming home in the middle of the night.
I know. He really gave away that story. I would say.
Yeah, we'll give you that one.
He'll be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Chris, what is it?
It's my drunk 21-year-old.
There you go.
Who in their father's mind is still a toddler?
Yes. All right, you're doing pretty well here, Jay. Are you a bit of a party animal yourself, Jay? You like to have a responsible shandy here and there?
Jim, I'm a non-drinker purely because I like driving other people's cars. So, you know. You spend most of your time people just looking at you going, can you just drive me home, please? I've been accused many a time of breaking into other people's cars because I thought that was their car, but it was just a car that they were leaning against. So,
oh, right. You know,
I promise not to hotwire any more cars now. So.
All right, Chloe, bring us home. Bring us home with your drunk human, tiny human story.
If I walked out and Jayla Guy was there hotwiring my car, I'd be like, selfie man, hotwire away. All right, Chloe, what's your story?
All right, so mine is person comes home, strips off naked, and sits on the couch to watch TV.
Ooh, this could go either way, Jay. What do you think?
Geez, if it's a university town, you know, it's just the norm, really. I'm gonna go with drunk human.
Chloe.
Ooh, no, tiny. My toddlers are notorious naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're nudists.
You know, I blame the parents myself.
Baby see, baby do.
Yeah, there's the old adage, you know, people who live in glass houses shouldn't walk around naked.
Yeah, completely. Completely, Joe.
Hey, mate, really nice to talk to you. A great mini-series coming up on SBS, 8:30 Wednesday next week is when it premieres, Lost for Words. Jayla Guyer, nice to talk to you, mate.
May the force be with you. Thank you very much.
And also with you. With you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Uber. Uber, you brought this to the table. You were saying that you have 5 stars.
I'm a unicorn, baby.
Okay.
It's just my witty charm and repartee.
Yeah, which is great.
Can't resist me.
And I try to always be nice to Uber drivers. But lately, I don't know.
The problem there is the word try.
Yeah.
No, I am nice to him. But
what's your rating?
I made someone cry.
See?
But it wasn't. I was just. See, this is my thing. Mm. I love a chat. Mm. I do love a chat. And I like to ask questions, get to know people. And I do it whatever. But I think it's just because I have gone through a lot of therapy myself. So I know it's pretty standard. Like, if you're going to see, I'm sorry for all the psychiatrists and psychologists out there. But you all do the same. And I thank you for it. And they do give you insight. So if you've never been to someone, you'll talk to them for, you know, generally about an hour, and they will be empathetic to you, and then they will always sort of give you a little bit of a nugget of gold at the end.
Yeah, right.
That you can carry on.
I didn't get any gold.
Did you not?
No.
Did you? Yeah. Okay. A little bit of advice that you can take into everyday life. But they always ask, like, the questions, and you kind of go, oh, right. And now I ask that to people, and they seem to cry because I was basically just asking what he's done today, and he'd been to the gym, and then it got into love life and someone's really broken his heart, and he was telling me about it, and I said to him, and how does that make you feel?
Oh, why would you say that? Why would
you
say that?
Because he wanted to talk.
But you didn't know.
But no one has asked you.
For a reason. What happened next?
Well, we had a bit of a journey.
See?
He told
and
he you how he felt.
He was telling me about it. He told me how he felt. And I was like, oh, okay, no, I can understand that. And someone's broken his heart. It was like 6 or 7 months ago. But he's still carrying it around. And I don't think anyone has asked him about how it's going. But the problem was that we were getting to the point.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
So you were nearly at your destination and he's halfway through his DNA.
And he's there. And I was like, oh, I'm coming up. And I was like, well, I can't really just go, cheers, mate, you'll be fine. Or thanks, champ.
You did not sit at the front of your house.
No, I didn't.
You brought him inside and made him a tea.
No, I didn't. I just said to him, you know what? You're an amazing person and I really hope that you do meet someone soon because you're deserving of it.
Then what did he say?
Well, I got 5 stars.
Oh, that's good.
No, he said, thank you very much.
Yeah, right.
But I don't think we were ready. Do you know it was a quick trip?
Yeah.
And he didn't.
You want to see him again? You need another session?
No, I just felt like reaching out to him and say, I know this is a bit unfinished.
No. But you know, that's like, it's the same as when you say to someone, how's your day going? The answer to that question is always, Good, thanks.
But it's not genuine. I'm okay with it now. Nah. I like a genuine conversation because, you know, like if someone goes, yeah, good, thanks, I'll go, oh, or they'll say fine. I'll go, oh, fine. What's behind that?
Nah, don't do that. That's like the other thing.
Not connecting though, Matthew.
But that's fine. Good. That's good. That's what we want.
We don't want to connect.
The difference is girls will say, oh, that's not, you know, like, how does that make you feel? Whereas guys, the best way to get out of those conversations is to go, oh, that's not real good, is it?
Nah.
And then that's bang, done.
But he's open up to you. If anyone's open up, he wants to have that conversation.
If they're my friend, I'll do it. But if you're a stranger, I don't need
people
to know your problems.
People share more, though, when it is strangers. Like, the information that I've got over the years, you're like, whoa. And then at the end, they're like, oh, I've never even told this to anyone before. And I was like, that's all right. I get that quite a bit. So
God, never meet Bruce Wayne.
Tell me about your childhood.
Never
tell me about
this
your rejection.
Before,
like, how did it go for you? I know. And that pressure on you.
Yeah, thank you.
It must be overwhelming.
I feel like a load has been lifted.
Yeah.
I can quit now.
No, don't.
Hey.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Please welcome Shepherd.
Lovely to have him in the studio. Shepherd are here.
Woo! Yeah.
Hey. Woo! Back performing as well, which is amazing, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We did get to perform at the Tivoli a couple of weeks ago, and it was just so special to be up on stage again. Seeing all the like families in the crowd smiling. Just, I think we all needed this one.
It was pretty stressful though, because leading up we had, you know, different restrictions, and then the restrictions eased, so we released more tickets, and then it went back to 500, and then it was just a roller coaster.
It was an emotional roller coaster. Yes.
Like a wedding where you have to decide who you cut from your list.
Yeah, like,
was it last tickets bought were the first ones cancelled, or like how does it?
Luckily, just Stav's ticket.
Thanks, man.
I think the night before, they said we can have 800 people standing. We're like, yes.
Ah, oh, awesome.
And we're pitching you guys for the NRL Grand Final. Hey,
are we?
That'd
be nice.
Oh, that'd be great. We'd say yes.
Because you guys did the most amazing job for the AFL, and we know that you're probably not as huge fans, so having the NRL would be awesome, having a home ground here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, we're available. We're ready to go. If the NRL, Mr. NRL, is out there and listening to the Brekkie Radio.
Peter Philandes.
Peter NRL, yeah.
Yeah.
Peter NRL. And how did you guys feel about that? Because I've written a piece and I said a bit about it on air about the arts suffering, and we have. A lot of my friends are stand-up comedians, haven't worked in years, but football was still going ahead, and we were telling the story. There was a guy who was supposed to, he was a singer-songwriter, he was supposed to perform. The game went ahead, but he couldn't perform out the front of the stadium because of the restrictions on the entertainment industry, but not on the football.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a bit of a double standard, isn't it? Mm. I mean, it is frustrating for a band like us, because we were lucky enough to get the
play
AFL.
Play at the football matches, yeah.
Play the football matches. So it's kind of weird for us to be sort of complaining about it, but it is a weird double standard that, you know, you can have 50,000 people in a stadium, but, you know,
or like how they're making up the rules, how, like, what, yeah, do, like how,
yeah, like what, a 1,000 capacity venue can't put, you know, people in to watch some live music. It is very frustrating for the entertainment industry.
Hey, I can't remember which one of you was on the Masked Singer.
No one, none of us.
We would just try.
Good try. We're just trying to pitch, because we're like, if we keep asking everyone, someone's going to go, what?
So which
how'd
one
you
of
know?
It was you? It was me because, oh, no, wait, damn it.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. You would definitely be the kebab if you were on there, though, wouldn't you?
The kebab, yeah, that's definitely. I feel like I'm turning into a kebab slowly.
Would you do the show if you got asked?
Here we go. He's still digging. Look at this.
No, it's just
have you been
question.
Asked and said no?
Yeah.
Singers? Like actual singers?
Yeah. Yeah, the people in the costumes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but they're not always singers.
No.
No, they're not always singers, okay. No, but sometimes they are, yeah, as well.
Shane Warne.
No, but I would definitely do it if I was asked. Would you?
Me? Oh, my God, no. Too scary.
So you are on the show this year. Hey, well, you guys have very kindly, you've done a R&B cover for us as well for R&B Friday. We're doing these because we're also getting behind the vaccination a campaign that's being run, and whether you're for vaccines or against it, that's not the conversation we're having. We're trying to get as many people who are going to do it get vaccinated so you guys can get back out there and perform.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of the only pathway that is currently existing for the entertainment industry to get back to any sense of normalcy. So, we're sort of encouraging people to go to their GP and just, you know, get checked out and talk to them, have a discussion with them, because, you know, we're not doctors and neither are most of the friends you have on Facebook. So it is important to go to a GP and figure it out if it's right for you. And if it is right for you, you should definitely get it.
Yeah. All right. Here they are. Shepherd performing TLC's Waterfalls live on R&B Friday. Stav, Abby and Matt.
Gazing out of the window, staring at a sun that she just can't touch. If at any time he's in the jam, she'll be by his side. But he doesn't realize he hurts her so much.
But all this praying just ain't helping at all, 'cause he can't seem to keep himself out of trouble. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how. Another body lying cold in the gutter. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Yeah.
Well, little precious has a natural obsession for temptation, but he just cannot see.
He cannot see, he cannot see.
He gives him love and then his body can't handle, but all he can say is, baby, it's good for me.
But then one day he takes a look in the mirror, but he doesn't recognize his own face. His body's fading and he doesn't know why. Too little words took him to his final resting place. Oh, don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast, fast, yeah. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
Friday covered.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Throughout history,
mankind has achieved the impossible.
Time is not absolute.
Creating electricity.
It's alive! It's alive!
The moon landing.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Cloning a sheep.
A lamb called Dolly was cloned in Scotland.
And created a platform to argue about almost anything with anyone while sharing bikini pics on holidays.
Are you talking about the internet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool.
The time has come for mankind's next impossible achievement. Can we pick a number between 1 and 1 million?
All we're chasing here is greatness. That's what we believe on the Stav, Abby and Matt show. We take ideas that everyone says cannot be done and we prove to them that they might be able to be done.
In 50 years' time. But you know what? We might do it earlier than that. Can you pick a number between 1 and 1 million? We've definitely narrowed it down.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, so computer generated. Only the producers know the number. Dan, in Burpengary, you believe you're Dan the man?
Yes, g'day, how are you? I'm Dan. I'm ready for my life to change forever.
And that this is what we always have to check with people, because this, before you get to have your guest, Dan, if you get it correct, nothing will ever be the same for you. You won't be able to leave your house without people stopping you, selfies, autographs.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, mate.
How did you come up with this number that you're about to give us?
Well, just watching the TV show with my daughters, The Simpsons, and I've chose the number 742,000, because their address is 742 Evergreen Terrace.
It certainly is.
Yeah, Springfield, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, yeah, well, I don't know.
I like the 700s. You know, when you always, be always between, like, say, choose a number between 1 and 10, everyone always says it's 6 or 7.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you're playing in the right ballpark, Dan. All right, as part of this, not only does your life change forever, we're going to turn you into a bronze statue that will live in the B105 reception until this radio station gets turned off.
People will touch you in the head for good luck, or is it the tummy? I don't know.
Tummy.
Tummy. People will rub your tummy for good luck.
Or lower.
Whatever you want.
Dan, say the number for us one more time.
742,000.
Is that the number between 1 and 1 million?
That is not the number.
No!
Sorry, Dan.
All good, mate. Thank you so much, hey.
All good, man.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, see you guys. Thank you. Bye.
See you, buddy. There we go. Not next week, because we're on holidays, the week after. Maybe two guesses.
Ah.
Maybe one guess.
Don't
put your bum in the corner. Hey?
We're doing double alpha bucks. We're doing a lot of alpha bucks. We could just have like a little bit of guess. A few little numbers. A few little funds. A few little, like, you know.
Can you pick the number between 1 and 1 million?
You gotta take the rule, you gotta bend a small amount of corruption.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt.
All right,
you
guys.
Take the rules and bend it. Yes, I heard someone say that. That's a bit rich, isn't it? Yeah. No, we stay by the rules.
As soon as that
I break the rules. I'm the only one that breaks the rules. You stick by the rules, Abby.
As soon as it played, I knew I was gonna cop it. Straight away.
Should we do another one now?
Stav, why don't you throw out a guess?
What's that?
You throw out a guess.
No, I'm no good at that.
Come on. All right.
Oh, you want me to have a guess?
Yeah.
All right. One.
Oh, dude.
Stav Davidson.
Yes.
That is not the number. Damn it, buddy.
You went too early. It could be one.
No.
Why couldn't it be one?
The computer generated it. It's
someone's
just
guessed that. I'm pretty sure someone's already guessed that.
No, someone guessed eight.
You're right, Maddie. We should just have one call.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.